This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jane Barthelemy, a gluten-free paleo chef, author, health practitioner, and guide in your journey to health and happiness. Her paleo way is to cultivate true wellness and balance free of indigestion, weight gain cravings, or moodiness. She shares transformational lifestyle tips, innovative techniques, and luscious original recipes for a new vital way of living. Her big aha discovery is how to make healthy sweets with no blood sugar spike or weight gain. Certainly a privilege, Jane, to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Hey, it's great to be here, Eric.
So tell us, you know, sugar has a bad rap, obviously. Can you tell our listeners why it is bad for you and how you can still satisfy your sweet tooth cravings while remaining healthy and conscious? And tell us about that aha moment along the way.
Sure. Well, we love sugar because it's sweet, and we all need sweetness in our lives. However, the way sugar is produced these days does nothing but accelerate aging and suppress the immune system. And it's not very highly publicized, so many people are not aware why sugar is so bad for you. Sugar upsets the mineral relationships in the body. It can weaken your eyesight. It can cause hypoglycemia. It produces an acidic digestive tract and a rapid rise of adrenaline. It can cause tooth decay and contribute to obesity. It can cause arthritis because sugar causes calcium to be drawn from the bones into the blood in order to restore the blood pH when you're having a blood sugar rush. And that causes arthritis and osteoporosis. Sugar can lead to heart disease. It can cause multiple sclerosis. And it can cause food allergies. It is one of the things that is commonly called a reactive substance that gluten co-reacts with. So even if you're not eating gluten, if you eat sugar, you might have the same reaction as if you had eaten gluten. Sugar can impair the structure of your DNA. It can cause cataracts. It can cause arteriosclerosis.
How about giving us some advice on how to end these food cravings and addictions?
Okay, my aha moment was when I discovered, after working for 10 years for a bakery and getting quite nicely addicted to sugar and carbs, I discovered that I could not eat sugar anymore, that it actually trashed my metabolic system and destabilized my body completely. So I began to research sugars, and I found two and possibly three out of 325 sweeteners that I studied that are acceptable. And this is, I do a kind of dietary test using kinesiology on my clients, and I find that everyone so far that I've tested tests positively, meaning they can have these sweeteners. One of them is chicory root, and it is a sweet product that is called Just Like Sugar Tabletop, and it is available only online because the sugar cartel is very strong, Eric, as you know. So if you look up Just Like Sugar Tabletop, it's used cup for cup like sugar. It's quite expensive, but not near as expensive as diabetes, which costs somewhere between $6,000 and $25,000 a year to deal with. The other sweetener that I recommend in my books and on my website, JanesHealthyKitchen.com, is Pure Low by Swanson. It is made with a Chinese herb called Lohan Guo, and it's called, again, Pure Low, Lohan Sweetener by Swanson. It It will not raise your blood sugar. It's zero glycemic. It also has zero fructose in it. These are the two primary sweeteners that I use in my desserts. So the aha moment, yes, it's about sugars, because sugars are a type of carb, and they cause weight gain, and they cause a spike in the blood sugar. But we also have an issue of flour. So I'd just like to say a few words about flour. Wheat flour is about 73% carbs. Tapioca flour is about 94% carbs. Many potato flour is very, very high in carbs. So many conventional flours and non-gluten flours are extremely high in carbs. The idea in my recipes is to use the lowest carb flours you can find, and those are coconut, which is 27% carbs, and almond meal, which is 31% carbs. So if you follow my recipes, use these alternative sweeteners and low-carb flours, you will find there is no blood sugar spike and no weight gain, because we know now that weight gain is caused by carbs.
Explain what GMOs are and why they are not good for you. What is your best advice on how to avoid these when it seems like they are in everything?
Well, GMOs into the food supply in the mid-90s. And GMO stands for genetically modified organism. And it's the result of a laboratory process where genes from the DNA of one plant or animal are extracted and inserted into the genes of an unrelated organism. It sounds natural and organic, but these foreign genes may come from bacteria, viruses, insect, animals, or even humans. And even though traditional crossbreeding has been done by farmers for centuries, GMO foods have only been around since the early 90s and have been approved with virtually no testing. So the health risks of GMO foods are just now coming to light, although the media is strangely mum on GMO foods. Research shows that GMOs damage healthy intestinal flora, which is the root of our digestion and the immune system. GMOs promote autoimmune diseases, food allergies, obesity, bloating, infertility, birth defects, liver atrophy, and altered sperm cells. Interestingly enough, GMO foods also block the natural lymphoma defense systems in the body, which means they increase the risks of all types of cancer. Now, we know what foods are genetically modified, and here's a list. I'll read them to you. Corn, soy, canola, zucchini, summer squash, papaya, sugar from GMO beets, apples, and white potatoes. But more sinister is the indirect GMOs. They're a little harder to avoid because they creep into our meat, our poultry, eggs, dairy, and fish, which may be fed with GMO grains. For example, your poultry is fed GMO grains unless it is non-GMO or organic. 90% of eggs on the market, perhaps 95%, are fed GMO grains because even though they may be called pasture-raised, that means that they get only 70% of their feed from pasture, and the rest can be GMO grains. So the only defense for these indirect GMOs are to eat 100% organic or non-GMO. And there are four organizations out that put their labels on that you can look for that are QAI, Oregon Tilth, CCOF, and of course the USDA standards. Look for those, because GMOs are bad news, and they will compromise any, shall I say, Achilles heel or weakness in your health and cause you your health to decline.
Which is not a good thing. Today we are with Jane Barthelemy, a gluten-free paleo chef, author, health practitioner, and guide in your journey to health and happiness. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Nutrition, Health, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jane, what is your definition of paleo, and what made you decide to write two paleo books, Good Morning Paleo and Paleo Desserts?
Eric, that's a very interesting question because I don't eat 100% paleo, but the paleo diet is perhaps the best one on our radar because it has the advantages that it eliminates refined and processed foods. It eliminates sugars. It eliminates GMO foods, processed grains. It eliminates extracted seed oils and dairy, which is so often tainted with antibiotics and chemicals and processed in various ways. So the paleo diet has a lot going for it, and even though we can't exactly 100% emulate the diet of our Paleolithic ancestors, who lived somewhere between 10,000 and 2.6 million years ago, and we wouldn't really want to live in a cave, and I love my blender. However, we can learn a lot from their diet because even though they may not have lived very long, they didn't die of the chronic diseases that are now epidemic proportions in our world. So, the definition of paleo. Well, first of all, it's a lifestyle. Paleo is not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's more than a way of eating, and it can be interpreted or adapted in your way, in your own way. The important thing is that it bypasses the dangers of modern industrial foods. So the paleo lifestyle says yes to vegetables, meat, fish, poultry, nuts, seeds, tart fruits, and unprocessed fats. It eliminates refined foods, grains, GMO foods, dairy, beans, extracted seed oils, and sugar. So the ease of the paleo diet is rather refreshing. I like the fact that there's no calorie counting or portion control, no packaged meals or special drinks. Yet the rationale behind the ancestral diet goes much deeper than physical beauty or losing weight. It's all about respecting yourself and your body, understanding your relationship to the earth, and achieving your true human potential.
Recently, we have been experiencing an increasing rate of illness in the world like obesity, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's. These rates are high enough for a few years ago to be considered an epidemic. What do you contribute this to, in food, lifestyle, or both? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Okay, thanks for asking, Eric. This is the number one question in our society now. You're asking about chronic disease. Is it lifestyle? Is it food? My answer for you, it is lifestyle, foods, toxins. But I'm going to add a few others that aren't always on the radar. It's our negative thoughts. It's our selfishness, our cruelty, cruelty that we exist in the atmosphere. It's our self-rejection. It's our lack of respect for nature and for the earth that we come from, that we are intimately connected to. So, Eric, it all adds up to a bit of a toxic mess that we get to clean up. It's all related, and this is our big challenge. This lack of balance in our lifestyle, food, toxins, thoughts, selfishness, atmosphere, it will manifest as poor health in whatever area is your Achilles heel or your personal weakness. It is really a global and personal wake-up invitation. For example, if your weak point is your heart, you might develop clogged arteries. If your weak point is your pancreas and spleen, you might develop diabetes from the same toxins that your neighbor got heart disease from. If your weakness is in your bones, you might develop arthritis. If your weakness is in your nervous system, you might end up with Alzheimer's disease. It's a global wake-up invitation, and the cause is all the same. So my words of advice are to clean up your diet, clean up your toxic load, clean up your emotions, your family, and live the beautiful life you were born to live.
Well, Jane, it certainly has been good to have had you, and tell us where folks can be in touch and get more information online.
Well, I have four websites. The two main ones are janeshealthykitchen.com, which is food and lifestyle, and my other website is fiveseasonsmedicine.com, which is all about healing naturally.
Well, Jane, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Thanks for joining us for a moment here on eHealth Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Wishing you the best, and thank you for your fine work, Eric.
And thank you as well. We've been speaking with Jane Barthelemy, a gluten-free paleo chef, author, health practitioner, and guide in your journey to health and happiness. Her paleo way is to cultivate true wellness and balance, free of indigestion, weight gain, cravings, or moodiness. And once again, the websites of reference is JamesHealthyKitchen.com and also FiveSeasonsMedicine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.